Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. On this episode, you are actually going to be listening to one of our YouTube exclusive sessions that we've been doing. A lot of you guys have been asking if we could make them available on our podcast platform, which we have. But if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button. That way you can stay up to date with any new episodes or any new content that we upload. So these sessions have honestly been so much fun, and we've heard so much great feedback from you guys. So yeah, anyway, without further ado, we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Welcome back to Handlebar Sessions.
Woohoo!
You're giggly.
It's the first one we're doing together.
You're giggly.
I am. Alyssa puts me in a mood.
Well, here we are. We've been married for 6 years. Mm-hmm. Now we're doing our first Handlebar session together, just the two of us.
Did you think we'd be here?
That's a loaded question.
Okay, let's get into the actual question.
Let's see what the actual question is. We're excited to be here. Thank you for tuning back in. Boaz is going to ask us a question. Can you come ask in the mic? Come. Tell us the age. Tell us the question. Who's it submitted
by? My name's Boaz. I'm 23 years old.
Oh, the question's from you.
Yes.
Oh, it's not from the list. It's
so,
from
yeah,
you.
So
ask
I'm
us.
Just telling them where I'm from.
Okay.
Okay. I'm Boaz.
Yes.
23.
Yes.
And my question is, I'm engaged. My question is, how do you pursue someone in a healthy way? Go.
Oh, yeah. How do you pursue someone in a healthy way? Put a timer for us. My phone died on that last episode.
10 minute timer
starting now. How do you pursue someone in a healthy way? How did I pursue you? Did I do it in a healthy way?
Yes.
I don't remember other than...
I mean, we had our moments.
I did ask you out in person.
Yes.
I was very upfront with my... what I was after.
Upfront meaning you asked me to go to Chick-fil-A.
Whoa.
So that's like the most upfront you could be. Hey, can I take you to Chick-fil-A?
But when I got you to Chick-fil-A,
I'm kidding.
I told you why I asked you to Chick-fil-A. Actually, it was at the coffee shop.
Yeah, it was a
couple weeks after. We went to Chick-fil-A. We got to know each other.
Yeah.
And then I asked you to coffee. And when I asked you to coffee, that's when I told you I liked you. I wanted to pursue you.
But you didn't tell me in the coffee shop.
I did. I told you in the car.
he was reversing the car. And I thought, how did we just come to coffee? Like, it's been 2 hours. He's bought like 4 coffees for himself. And I don't know.
I was nervous. I was scared.
And so we get in the car and I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't know. Maybe we're dating. Maybe we're not.
And then so for me, I was like, my moment is slipping.
He reverses the car.
Well, I was backing out of the spot.
I know. But you put the car in reverse.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, I go, boom, boom. Because you threw it in park.
It was the moment.
And you said, I have to tell you something.
The confidence hit me.
And what did you tell me?
I said, I like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to pursue you.
Yep. So
and
how
you
do you
said,
pursue
back
some-
up, back up. And you said
to
me,
tell that part?
You said, I admire you.
I had to leave you hanging a little bit.
What does that even, I admire you. I'm like,
no, I'm just
is
kidding.
That a yes? I can pursue you. Is
girls,
that a no?
If
is
you're
that-
listening to this, don't do that. Like, reciprocate your feelings, whether you have them for the person or
you don't.
I was
having
this
adrenaline high in the moment. I just told her how
but hey,
I really
it all
feel.
Out.
Cat's out of the bag.
We're about to go home
this
to our
is what
two
I'm
kids,
after.
So it all worked out.
That's true.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, how do you pursue someone in a healthy way? I think you're upfront with the person.
You're
like
front.
You were. And I would even say, I don't know if I have like a yes or no if girls can ask guys on dates. I think it's to each their own and you're on your own journey with God. But I will say I was kind of playing hard to get for the first month or so. And I felt the Lord speak to me one day. I was getting ready to take a shower and I felt like he said, do you like Aaron? And I was like, yes, Lord, you know I do. And he's like, but he doesn't know that. Oof. And I had always been told my whole life, like, don't pursue a guy. Don't text him. Don't. And that was like with very good intent.
So this was after I had told you how I feel. We had been about a month in.
And I had not said anything back. And you were starting to think,
all you had
maybe
said
this
to me
isn't going to work.
Was, I admire you.
Okay.
And then we had gone on a couple dates.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was getting ready to get in the shower. The Lord was like, do you like him? And I thought, what a funny question, Lord. And then he was like, well, Aaron doesn't know that. And you can either be playing hard to get, but he actually told me in that moment that I was being a little manipulative. Because I think that in the name
of... Yeah, you hadn't given me anything.
Yeah, like, in the name of
like girls...
Am I
doing good here? Am I...
In the name of girls don't pursue guys, I think I turned it into I'm going to play hard to get and I'm not going to tell him whether I like him or not, which if I had stayed there, who knows what would have happened.
I remember the night I was laying on my bed, I got a text from you that you had said that you liked me.
Right, because in the shower, I was like, okay, the Lord was like, you can either play hard to get and be manipulative, which I didn't want to do, or you can be yourself. And
you
so I thought,
yourself,
well,
yeah.
My whole life I've been told never to initiate anything. But in this moment, I'm going to initiate something. So I sent Aaron a text that let him know that I liked him. And that changed everything for you.
Yeah, I felt
you
like you were flirting
questioning
with me.
Whether to keep pursuing me.
Yeah, I was. I was thinking like, what is happening here?
Because it really is like, it takes two. Like,
takes two to tango.
Well, yeah, okay. But it takes two people in the relationship to communicate, to reciprocate feelings, whatever. And so I feel like girls, if you're out there and you're like, I can't let him know that I like him, just go ahead and be yourself, whatever that looks like. And for me, I always thought I'm not supposed to text him first. I'm not supposed to. But once like I heard that from the Lord, it gave me the courage to be myself, which yes. Being myself, Sarah Beth is a very outgoing person. I like to initiate things. I'm very like, I think I thought I was too much, but in that moment, I was exactly what you needed.
I like when you're too much.
You heard it here, folks.
Okay, back to the question. How do I pursue well? So I asked you, let's backtrack. This hasn't happened yet. And I will speak for like the man's perspective. And everyone's different too, right? So it really requires you to lean into the Lord and to lean into mentors. And I leaned into both mm-hmm. when it came to you. So I asked you out, it was a Tuesday. I left a note on your car that said, date yep. 7 p.m. Tuesday night, mm-hmm. question mark.
You had
mark.
Someone with like beautiful handwriting write it.
Yeah, all my handwriting is trash.
But I love your handwriting.
And so thank you. So I left that on the car for you. You said yes. I left that on a Sunday and I asked mm-hmm. you out on Tuesday. So on Monday, I text a mentor of mine and I said, I asked her out, I'm taking her out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he texted me back and he said, do you want to do it right? Which I thought was an interesting
yeah,
question.
Like, what do you
You're
mean?
Getting interesting questions from the Lord. And I was getting interesting questions from mentors.
Michael.
And he texted me and he said, do you want to do it right? And I said, well, of course I want to do it right.
Yeah. He's like the Lord at that moment.
And he texted me back. I kid you not. This is a true story. He doesn't respond with like an actual text.
Good. I'm glad.
All he texts me back is Sarah Beth's dad's contact.
Derek Duke.
Yes, Derek Duke. So I say, yes, of course I want to do it right. And then the next thing I get Derek Duke's contact.
And you're like,
And I'm like, oh no. And he texts me back and he goes, you know what to do with this. And I'm thinking,
gangster.
Oh no. And I was at the gym. I was working out.
So you're like, I got to lift a little heavier.
I did, yes. I was like, one more set and then I'm going to call 30s, him. 40s. So I do the set, you know, whatever I was working out. I don't remember. But then I call him. And it's maybe 8:30 at night. Like
my mom
it's
said
late.
It was 9 p.m.
Yeah, it was probably too late to call, but I felt the adrenaline. I was in the gym. And so I call him and he answers, and this is Derek Duke. And, you know, sounds so goes, manly and deep and professional. And I'm like,
hello. I just lifted 40 pounds.
And I just begin to tell him, I want you to know who I am. This is where I got your number.
You were very upfront.
I was very upfront. And I told him, I said, this is who I am. This is where I got your number. This is why I'm calling you. And I said, I just want you to know that I asked your daughter out on a date. She has said yes. And the plan is for us to go out tomorrow night. And I wanted you to know my intentions. And I wanted you to know that I'll be a gentleman. And I wanted you to know that I will protect her and I'll keep her safe and I will respect her.
I think that's so key too. Because I think a lot of guys think they have to be like, hi, my name is so-and-so. Can I please do this? Which puts a lot of pressure on the dad.
I didn't ask for permission. And part of the reason I didn't ask for permission was because I had already asked you out.
Yeah, you're like, oops.
You had already said yes. It was on the calendar. Yeah. So if I would have said...
But I think it was actually really freeing for my dad because I think he thought, oh, this is a guy who knows what he wants, who I can trust my daughter with, and he's not playing games.
Yeah.
So I would say, do what Aaron did and let the dad know, hey, so, this is what I'm doing. This is my intentions and I'm going to take care of her. And
yeah.
It went really well for you.
So pursuit, I will say this for men that are watching. I was up front with Sarah Beth and I was up front with her dad or her, I'll say it this way, her authority.
Right.
Because when you get married, you know, if you have your father, I want to be sensitive because not everybody has right. their dad in a relationship like you, but the dad gives, you know, at the altar when you mm-hmm. get married, the dad gives the daughter away.
Right.
And so I had to
and
not only be up front
daughter,
with you.
Oh, like,
I understand it in a way I didn't before. Mm-hmm. But I was up front with you. You said yes, but I also needed to be up front with the one who, like, I say authority, but the one
covering.
Who, yeah, you're covering. And, he gave me the green light. Yes, take her out, respect her, all that stuff. And we had an awesome date.
5 months later.
5 months later, we got engaged.
Which was not fully my dad's idea, but you went to tell him that you wanted to propose to me soon. And he was like, what about next month?
And yeah, I told him I had the ring and I wanted to ask to marry you.
So then it's like Aaron started out very confident with my dad and my dad fell in love with him right away. And then he was saying, well, why not sooner? Let's just get the show on the road. So it's like, if you're confident towards a dad or a father figure in a girl's life, then you have him on your team. And that is a way to pursue in a healthy way.
Yeah. I would say if you don't know what you want, you probably can't pursue well.
Yeah.
Like
or if you're just thinking this is going to be good.
If you're testing the waters, if you're dabbling a little bit and like, well, I like this girl, like, then you're probably not going to lead her and pursue her very well.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's worth asking yourself the question, am I ready to date for the man? I think this is
you knew you were
unpopular opinion or unpopular. Like, we don't say this much, but you know, if you're not ready to pursue, if you're not ready to say, I'm not saying like you have to know you want to marry her if you ask her out on a date.
Right.
But you do need to know, like, what are you doing? What are your intentions? What are you after? Are you after like having a good time and seeing, you know, what you can get from it? Well, that's twisted. And
yeah, it's not going to set you up well.
Yeah. And if you're dating a God-fearing woman, like, she's going to shut that down real quick. But if you know, like, man, I'm attracted to you and I want to get to know you and let's see if this does go somewhere serious. But if not, I'm here to respect you. I'm here to honor you. I'm here to,
yeah, I think taking the pressure off of both of you.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, let's get to know each other. Let's go on a date.
Yeah. I think a first date
should be fun. You can still make it nice and romantic, but lighthearted and chill.
Yeah. The first date is not the interview for, are you my wife? The first date is, can we laugh together?
Our first date though, we got in an Uber. We went to Chewy's, which is like one of our favorite places
The date was going well. Before
it
you say
great.
What you say, the date
it
was going
great.
Well.
But we were at Chewy's and then we got in an Uber and we sit in the back and there's our timer. Last story and then we'll go handlebars. So we're in the Uber, we're in the back seat and the Uber driver looks at us and he goes, you guys are a good looking couple. You got kids? And Aaron
This was our
goes,
first date and we hadn't held hands yet.
Aaron goes, not yet.
I grabbed her hand.
And then he grabbed my hand and I was like, not yet.
I said, not yet. And sure enough, it was not yet because now
That's
we have
not
two.
A handlebar. That's just a story.
It was smooth.
It was smooth.
It was smooth. I held your hand. I said, not yet. Then we went
and now
to Starbucks.
We have Rosie and Shepherd.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay. You want to give me a handlebar?
People are watching.
I'm
and
blushing.
Like,
whoa.
Handlebar for pursuit. I think my handlebar for pursuit is, I'm going to give you two. Be upfront. Be upfront. Be clear. That's the first one. And the second one is a two-parter. It's lean into God and lean into authority, mentors, leaders. If you don't have one,
get
a friend.
Resounding yes.
Yeah, like lean in. So lean into two places. Lean into the Lord and lean into a mentor. And then what was my first one? Be clear.
Yeah. Mine would be if really girl or guy, I would say take the pressure off and have fun. And I told someone the other day, she asked me, she was like, how did you know? How did God tell you that Aaron was the one? And I thought, well, he didn't have to because I just knew that I was in love with you. I knew I was attracted to you. I knew I wanted to be with you for the rest of my life. It wasn't God out of heaven saying, this is the man I picked for you and you have to marry him. We have free will. And so I think in our dating relationship,
I wasn't
it was,
the one till you chose me.
I was, you weren't. No one, I'm going to say this. No one is the one for you until you choose them.
Oof.
And if you're telling me this is the one and you haven't chosen to stick with them through thick or thin, through sickness and in health, richer for poorer, for better, for worse, then they're not the one for you.
Mic drop.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. No. So that's my handlebar is be lighthearted. But I guess the second one would be choose. Make a choice. I've seen so many people
choose to go on the date or choose to say no, but
yes,
be clear.
But I've seen so many people wait so many years because they can't make up their dang mind. And you're just like wasting time, you know? And so people are complaining about being old and being single. And I'm like, make a choice. That is not for everyone. I get that there are some people, you know, that are still single and it's not your choice. I get that. Don't hear what I'm not saying. But make a choice and be powerful in your choice.
Be powerful.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Those are our handlebars.
That's a great, great handlebar. Well, handlebar sessions.
It's dinner time. I'm hungry.
It's dinner time. Let's go on a date.
Ooh, we already have a babysitter.
It's true. All right. We love you guys. We'll see you next time.